It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe in a religion, but I do believe in astrology.
Same. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Hold My Pasties, Please. I'm your host, Leal, and today I have Carly Kendrick back on the show.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. So what did you think of our last episode?
It was a really fun first time being on the show, so thank you for having me.
Of course.
But we finally can talk about who we interviewed.
Oh, yeah. So on our last episode, we talked about the artist, the person. I'm like, how do I spill it? Okay, we're just going to spill it. So we were lucky enough to get on the phone with Ashley Longshore.
If y'all don't know her, she's like, I don't want to equate her to anyone, and I am...
She's been compared to Andy Warhol.
Yeah, she's like our generation's Andy Warhol, and I die for him, mm-hmm. So I die for her too. Like, backstory on that, just for 2 seconds. I graduated a year early from high school, and I ended up picking a university to do, like, that first year solely because Andy Warhol had an office there, which I then learned, like, that's not a good way to pick a college, but no, she's extremely revolutionary and inspired and just a badass bitch.
She is, and she's an entrepreneur too. She focuses on pop culture, so she's just got all these amazing paintings of different people in pop culture, and she's also known for cutting out the middleman in the art world. So our galleries, I believe it's like 50% of whatever the artwork sells for. She was like, nope, we're not doing that. I'm going to be direct to,
consumer.
My clients.
Yeah. Now, which is super smart. And like, it's funny because I have a couple art contacts, and just the way that the gallery game has changed over the past couple of years. Like, galleries are, they're falling by the wayside. It's more about the artist and the dealer. And it's really exciting that she's taking her work and all of that in her own hands, which I think is the only way to do it. Like, mm-hmm. No one's ever going to be more passionate about what you're doing than you.
Exactly. And you can tell just by the way she, if you ever like check out her Instagram page, there's literally something going on like every day. She's amazing at just talking about her work, showing her work. She's entertaining. She's very just true to who she is. She's just her, and you can see it in her work.
Side note. Do we want to act like we're about to, or it's like we're like past tense and we're going to play it for you?
Yeah.
To past tense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with all that being said.
Well, one thing I want to say really quick, though.
Okay.
Before we start. Like, when we did this, I mean, I almost threw up. You almost threw up.
Oh, yeah. We were stuttering, and I'm even nervous talking about it. Like, introducing it, because this is the biggest person I've ever had on the show.
But even like big, like, I mean, she's just like, it was just nerve-wracking, and like, you don't want to like be lame, but not that she would really give a fuck, like own your lame kind of thing. But whenever we talk to her, I've been in therapy since I was 12, like mainly just because I think it's healthy to talk to someone outside of your friends and family to get their perspective. Mm-hmm. But like some of the shit she said, I was like, holy fuck. Like, I just, like, I should be paying her. Like, yeah. like it was just no bullshit. No, it was so straightforward, and it was so refreshing that, I mean, yeah, like
it was amazing. And I felt like for me, it was just so helpful just because I'm at that place as an entrepreneur. Like, I've already launched, Hold My Pasties, Please. We're selling pasties. We're in business. But you get, after, like, you lose the high of, like, everything kind of starting and going, you're just at a place of, like, well, what do I do? And, what's next? Like, what kind of opportunities do I try? Like, what should I be spending my time on? Like, where is the brand going? And then when the business side of things, like, falls into play, it's hard to keep the creativity there because it's not just for fun anymore. Like, there's people relying on you. You have a business and a company. So I think this was very helpful.
Yeah.
She slapped some sense into me. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like the motherly advice that I've always needed. My mom is super prim and proper and like This is funny. I saw her today and we were talking about Sex and the City, and she never watched the HBO version. And like, she was like, I only watched the TBS version. I was like, you are just the TBS version, mom. Like, just really like sweet fan. But like, it, Ashley Longshore, just, you know.
Yes.
Get a little like sweet little slap in the ass that you need to like get going.
Yes. It was much needed, especially right now. Because I guess like with, you know, there's so many things about entrepreneurship these days, and I just don't feel like it really, like, it gives you a little like pep talk, and it's all these like motivational quotes and like, you know, female groups and this and that. But like, does it really help? Sometimes not so much. I mean,
it's
important to talk to somebody who's done it.
It's for some people, like, yeah. You could kind of look at it like religion, like, you're really looking for something like to grasp to.
That's a tough word.
Yeah, it was tough. but to like push you along to make a certain decision. But at the end of the day, like, you're either going to do it or you're not. Like, yeah. And I found recently, like, it's okay to scare yourself a little and to see what you're capable of, because I think you're more capable than you probably think you are. Mm-hmm. You know, like, stop doing the things that you don't want to do and do the things that make you happy. And it's okay to trip and it's okay to fall, but like, you have to be motivated enough to get back up and learn from it.
I agree. I feel like I've always done things to scare myself. I've always had like these big crazy life changes, and you know, putting yourself out there is so scary, like when I started this show. But you just have to do it. And I think I just don't think about it sometimes, though. Like, I'll just put a show out there. I'll, like, post something. And then the moment that I do start overthinking it, that's when, like, my work's not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I wouldn't say it's not good.
Or it's just not
what you want it to be.
Yeah.
And I think that that's okay. I think that's really healthy to notice. But you should just be doing things that – you should be putting things out that, mm-hmm. that you want to put out. Like, it doesn't really matter what – everyone else's opinion is like, yeah.
And you shouldn't be worried about people, like, about if you do well or not, and or your success, because I think like just doing something for yourself is a success in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely, because that means like you care about yourself enough to invest in you. Mm-hmm. And like, no one else is going to do that. Like, you don't want to rely on someone else to do that. That's where you get in like toxic relationships or this and that. Like, you need to invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, fucking do it.
And I think always following your gut instinct, like, you know what's best deep down inside. You know what's best for you, and sometimes we forget that. And then sometimes you get caught up in other people's opinions. Like, you want advice and opinions from people, but like the right people, maybe people who have like done it before.
So please tell me if I ever give you unsolicited advice. And
I don't think you do.
Well, no, I know, but like, I only say that because there is a person in my life whose husband just started like a dispensary, and she's not even like, I mean, she's involved because she's marrying him or married him, but like, now she like feels like she knows like branding and marketing strategy. And legitimately, like, she hasn't done it to me, but to mutual friends, she's like offering this unsolicited marketing advice about what they're doing and basically telling them they're doing it wrong. And I'm like, you're a dick. Like,
nobody likes a know-it-all.
No, but also it's just like, if I asked you, cool, please tell me the truth. Or if you really feel that strongly about it, be like, hey, like, I had some ideas, like, if you wanted to talk about it. And then take it from there. Don't just be like, hey, you're doing it wrong. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Can you like elaborate on that?
Well, no, I mean, but she doesn't know anything about branding or marketing, and she doesn't have her own thing. So
that's annoying.
Yeah. It's rude. I like when she sent me a screenshot of something she said to a mutual friend, I was like, you should apologize to her.
Yeah. That stuff would, like, I guess I've experienced this before, because when he opened, you know, our restaurant, everybody has an opinion when you open a business. Mind you, they have like no experience, but everybody thinks like their opinions are helpful. But then it's just like, you know how many other things are going on right now? Like, do you even know? I don't know. I try not to give people my thoughts or opinions unless they specifically ask for it.
Yeah.
Usually.
Just so that's where I'm like,
yeah.
That's why I'm like, unsolicited advice, like, please don't. Like,
well, your advice is good.
Well, thank you. And I care about you. But no, sometimes I'm just, I want to be conscious of that. Like, I mean, I know you asked, so it's not technically unsolicited. Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, but I just never want to be that person who's like,
right,
well, let me tell you how I would do it.
Right. And then the other thing is, like, I, there's a lot of things like I don't know, or, you know, an entrepreneur doesn't know. And sometimes you just need help in those things rather than spending your time trying to learn it, because you just can't do everything. Like, you yeah. really can't. And I don't even want to do everything. I prefer to, like, have help.
Well, you've done a shit ton already, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, like, you've made this baby, and now it's growing, so now let's teach it some things.
I birthed a baby.
Put it in school.
Kindergarten. All right. So we're excited to share this interview with everyone. We hope you like it.
And please excuse, like, the amount of
awkwardness
and anxiety and stuttering that we have when asking her these questions, because
next time we will be better.
Yeah, we'll take like two shots before we do this next time. And yes. we really, really appreciate Ashley taking the time to do this, because she's a bad bitch.
Oh, yeah. No, this has made my life. I can die happy now. We hope you guys enjoy. Check it out.
What's up?
Oh, my God. I'm dying right now. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you so much for accepting this interview. This has made my entire life.
Absolutely. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I think this is might be the first time I've ever been this nervous for an interview. But okay, so first things first, I really wanted to know what you thought about the pasties.
Oh my God, I fucking love them. And I put the watermelon slices on my boobs and scared the hell out of Michael the other night.
That's so great. That, I love it. It's so funny how pasties have just become like such a part of life. For everybody.
They're wonderful. Thank you. I mean, I think that they're considered a bikini top, too, by the way.
Yes, I make them a little larger so you can, you know, feel more comfortable. And just so they fit everybody.
I love it. I think they're wonderful. Thank you so much for that.
So, are you ready?
I was born on a green light, baby.
Perfect. Okay. So, just obviously, no need to tell you, but just say whatever the fuck you want. And yeah,
I don't know any other way to roll.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so the first question was, how do you maintain and sustain your creativity and sense of authenticity?
I mean, authenticity isn't a difficult thing when you know exactly who you are. Authenticity isn't complicated when you have a full sense of exactly what you're trying to put out there. You know, when you start playing into what other people want, then you get in trouble with authenticity. You know, being inspired and being creative, that's the foundation of my career. Now I have to juggle that with everything else I have going on. I mean, that comes to me very naturally, and that's my bliss, that's my peace of mind, that's my everything, that's my foundation, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That can be tough, especially when you get into the business side of things. And I think that's something I struggled with. So I thought, you know, how does one stick to what's true? And then they're trying to, like, do all the other things. Okay, so then my next question, and this is something that's really hard for me. So I'm a big optimist, and I see opportunities everywhere. How do you know when to say no to something? And how do you narrow things down and consolidate things to where you want to be?
The same way you know you don't want to fuck somebody when you go out on a first date.
You're incredible.
That's so good.
Next question.
Okay.
I could give you a bunch of fucking verbal diarrhea, but it's exactly the same thing. Somebody asked me in an interview yesterday, how do you know what to paint? I'm like, how did you know what fucking shoes to put on this morning? Feel it. You know what you want. So there you have it. I mean, you know, it is as simple as that.
Even if you, like, you have so many opportunities coming your way and you kind of want to do everything, but you're just like, okay.
Well, are you going to be a big greedy bitch, or are you going to do the right thing? You know, I mean, look, I mean, do you want a career, or do you want a fucking moment? You have to understand that yes is a power word, and so is no, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes things aren't worth the money. I mean, once you have enough money to pay your bills, time is definitely your most precious commodity. So
yes.
You have to make a decision about where you want to put your time.
That's true.
I like
it's that. Very true. Trust me. I say no all the fucking time.
Yeah. I think right now, like, it's kind of like a collaborative thing. So money's not even the question, but it's like, okay, what's the next thing to take you to, like, the next opportunity? But I think that's...
You know what that is, because you're going to want to collaborate and partner with people that you're learning from. You're going to want to partner and collaborate with people that instantly give you the respect you deserve in the beginning. If you get on the phone with somebody and they say something you don't like, or they're trying to shortchange you or make you work for exposure, then press the fucking end button, you know?
That's so... Man, that helps me so much.
Honestly, I've, like, been in therapy since I was 12, and this has been better for me than
the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I just wear t-shirts that say you're welcome everywhere I go.
Yeah, you have to. Okay, so next question. What has been not even a biggest failure, because I don't really believe in failures, but something at the time that felt like a failure, and how did you overcome it or deal with it?
Oh, failure.
Or growth.
I think as an entrepreneur, we would have to really dive into what failure really is, because anything that has been something that didn't have the result that I was expecting never really ended up being a failure. Mm-hmm. It ended up being either something that made me smarter, or it led me to something that I was really supposed to be doing.
Okay, yeah.
And I think if you're an entrepreneur, you really have to keep that frame of mind. The other thing is, I work as hard as I can every fucking day. I mean, I literally work myself to death. So I have no regrets. There is no fucking failure. In every opportunity that I've had, I have given it 1,000% fucking. So I can say I may not have done everything right, but I certainly don't think I failed at anything I've done. I mean, the word failure is very self-deprecating.
Yeah,
100%.
I agree with that. I think as long as you try and you just do, you can't really feel like that's a failure. But, you know, at the moment.
And I mean, again, you're on a rock spinning around a sun in the Milky Way that is floating around in a giant universe full of God only knows what. You know, do shit that brings you joy. Do shit that makes you money. Do shit that enables you to do everything you've ever fucking dreamed of. If it ain't that, then fucking shimmy on down the highway, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're a queen.
There you go.
That's so good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't, honestly, like, we so appreciate your time. Wish we could ask you a little bit more fun questions, but maybe we'll email
ask
or something.
Ask me one more question, and then I got to go paint.
Okay, perfect. One thing, and I think, you know, so I was thinking about muses, but I kind of feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, or this is just my perception, like, you're your own muse. Or would you?
Of course I'm my own muse. Yeah. I mean, it's my job to put my own, all of the dalliances, questions, insecurities, things that make me feel brave. It's my job to put all those things into art and surround myself with them. You know, in the beginning I did that because it made me feel comfortable in the world. And then I realized, my God, other people want to be in that world too, thank God. So, there you have it.
That's so true. I feel like when you do what you love and what you want, like when I started, stopped caring what people thought, on hold my paces, please, and just kind of put whatever I felt, like, it just worked out so much better. So you're so right.
But I mean, but you know, don't get me twisted. I am also very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I am sensitive and vulnerable. And I mean, you know, like when I get somebody that says something fucked up on my Instagram page, it fucks with me a little bit. It isn't just about no fucks given all the time. I think the issue with me is sometimes being misunderstood. Right. is kind of a difficult thing, you know. But it isn't always I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. When I'm just putting myself out there and putting my thoughts out there and someone completely misunderstands it, that is a very frustrating thing for me. And, you know, that's just sometimes part of social media. But,
yes, I can relate to that.
Okay, hey, look, this ain't easy. Mm-hmm. This ain't easy, you know. Yeah.
There's definitely ups and downs, and I think a lot of people don't realize that when it comes to entrepreneurship, it's not glamorous. It's work. It's work. And there's lots of emotions.
Look, there's no difference in being an entrepreneur and being a fucking heavyweight fighter. It just depends on how many punches can you fucking take, you know? Because this is hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Yeah. And even though I have the foundation to say, I love me, I believe in me, I'm going to work as hard as I can, I'm still battling it out with the world. I'm still dealing with people trying to understand my point of view. Mm-hmm. I'm still walking into a conference room trying to convince people, you know, hey, this is why you need to spend $1 million on this. Mm-hmm. You know, the fighting for things never ends, yeah. You know.
And it takes a specific type of person for that. Well, thank you so much for your time.
You're incredible, and we love you, and fuck yeah.
All right. I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Fucking right.
Bye.
Okay, so that was our interview with Ashley Longshore. I hope you were able to make through all of the...
Yeah. We were so lucky to have her on the show, and... this is actually like something we're going to continue with these interviews. We're looking for women entrepreneurs, women we admire, women that can give us inspiration and like, you know, share some knowledge, and asking them 3 questions. So this is not the only 3 questions.
And Ashley was great to give us a 4th.
Yes.
But yeah, so I mean, if anyone has any ideas or like
any questions,
or even connect us with someone who inspires you, because like, yeah, mm-hmm. We don't know everybody, but we just want people to talk to us.
Yes, and we already have somebody in the books, so we're excited for that interview. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. Carly, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me back.
And make sure to send us your comments and questions. DM me, hold my pieces, please. Check out our Facebook.